This is American Roots. Boss Skaggs is an enduring singer and guitarist who's performed in the upper echelons of rock and pop music since the late 1960s. Boss Skaggs' beginnings were in a place he calls Nowhere, Texas, that instilled an early passion for the blues.
We had a station in Dallas that was almost a college course in roots blues, the music that came out of the Delta and New Orleans. And I heard an instrumental by T-Bone Walker, and it was one of those moments that just stopped time for me and gave me a little direction, some idea where I might want to go.
Boss Skaggs will outline his 60-plus year journey as a performer, seeking and finally finding his voice while returning to his blues roots. Along the way, Boz remembers his musical influences, early work with Steve Miller, and the 1969 self-titled album recorded at Muscle Shoals, aided and abetted by Duane Allman. The record Boz Skaggs launched his solo career. Here's a song from the LP, Loan Me a Dime, on American Roots.
Thank you. couldn't understand. Ooh, I know she's a good girl. Well, at that time, I just could not understand.
They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. They call it Stormy Monday, but Tuesday's just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Eagle flies on Friday, and Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church, then I kneel down and pray.
Monday, and Tuesday's just as bad. 1947, T-Bone Walker from Linden, Texas, a tiny town on the border with northwest Louisiana. The blues guitarist's full name was Aaron T-Bone Walker. The middle name recalls T-Bone's South Louisiana roots. Before that, Boss Gags, 1969, with his epic take on Fenton Robinson's song, Loan Me a Dime. We'll talk with Boss in a few, and we'll be back directly with music from a more recent album, Memphis, when American Roots returns.